Hi, this is Dr. Bill Brea, the chairman of the AMDIS HIMSS physician community and the host of this podcast. This is our inaugural podcast, and we are delighted to have with us today, for the first in this series, Dr. C. Martin Harris. Dr. Harris is the chief information officer and executive director of the E. Cleveland Clinic, and is here today to discuss with us the Google Cleveland Clinic story. On February 21st, 2008, the Cleveland Clinic and Google announced a joint pilot program involving a new information system that will give patients control over their health records. Insights into what is this Cleveland Clinic-Google relationship, what are your goals for it, and since we're speaking to physicians with and other clinicians with HIT responsibility, why should they be interested in this?
Sure. So let me first start by saying that this really is a new service for patients that is facilitated by a collaboration between Google Health, which I think of as a health information exchange, and a provider organization, and in this case, the initial pilot was done with the Cleveland Clinic. So what is the service that we're offering to patients? And it's really the opportunity to relieve them of the burden of being their own medical historian or their own medical librarian. And you might ask, so what is that challenge? And the challenge is that patients have really assumed the responsibility of making sure that all the information gets to the next provider that they're going to see. Now, if I could just back up for 1 second, Bill, I think I can make the value of this collaboration very clear. At the Cleveland Clinic, we have invested in health information technology at the point of care to really enable and transform our medical practice model. So today, we have an ambulatory information system that includes all the services, including computerized physician order entry, for all of our 3 million patient visits every year. We have a completely integrated inpatient system that provides exactly the same services, and they are interconnected because it is the same database. We then built a series of services for patients when they are not inside of the four walls of the Cleveland Clinic. And that outreach tool we call eCleveland Clinic MyChart. It's actually a tool of Epic Systems, but it is a personal health record. It, too, is completely integrated with that same database and now provides a service to patients so that they don't have to type in any information. Their medication lists, their allergy lists, their appointment schedules appear to them through this web-based service. We also built outreach tools to physicians in the community who work with one of our Cleveland Clinic facilities. So in the community, a privately practicing physician can use a service that we call DR Connect, which is essentially the physician's version of the personal health record. If they refer a patient to the Cleveland Clinic, they can see what's happening to that patient in real time and no longer be dependent on the consultation letter coming back, which frequently arrives too late for their visit with the patient. We've also built a service that we call My Practice Community that allows a physician who's ready to receive a full-blown electronic medical record that is provided as an ASP model so that they don't have to deal with the technology infrastructure. They simply use the tool, but they have the exact same services as a Cleveland Clinic physician. So now getting back to why is this collaboration important, despite the fact that we've done all of that work, fully 60% of the patients who come into the Cleveland Clinic every day have some component of their care that is still disconnected from an information perspective. Those patients, although they may use many Cleveland Clinic services, still have a physician in the private practice community that is part of their defined healthcare team. And that physician may or may not have an EMR, but it is certainly not connected to all the services that I just talked to you about. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity in the collaboration with Google was to connect to a platform that has the potential of reaching every doctor, every hospital, every commercial laboratory, every provider out there in the marketplace. And that was the core concept. And to put the exchange of information between resources in the healthcare system under the control of the patient. Because the patient knows, has the greatest interest in what that information is and where it is going at any point in time. So that's the fundamental principle behind this collaboration. The way it works, and we have now had our first patient arrive at the Cleveland Clinic who never set foot on the Cleveland Clinic campus, had not seen a physician at the Cleveland Clinic, and has transferred their information at their direction to the physicians who were going to see them before they ever arrived. So how did that happen? You mentioned February 21st. That was actually a pilot that we did with Google to make sure that it technically worked. Approximately 3 weeks ago at the Google site, the actual product was announced, and it is now in production for organizations to use. At that time, Walgreens, Quest Laboratories, Beth Israel Hospital, all signed up for Long's Pharmacy, all signed up and were active participants. The first patient to arrive at the Cleveland Clinic happened to live in another state, was coming here for heart surgery, needed to get some core information to the surgeons who were going to take care of them, used Walgreens as their primary pharmacy, and used Quest, their local physician, used Quest as their diagnostic service. So the patient signed up for their Google Health account. After they made an appointment at the Cleveland Clinic, they signed up for the eCleveland Clinic MyChart account. They then went into Google Health and said, I would like to pull information at my request from Walgreens into my Google Health account and pull information from Quest Labs into my Google Health account. Then they went to the two column, if you will, and said, I'm going to the Cleveland Clinic. Please push this information over to the Cleveland Clinic. And when they did that, the physician here at the Cleveland Clinic received a message in their in-basket telling them that this information about their patient was available, and they could go in and look at it through the same interface and the same electronic medical record system that they used to see a patient who was standing right in front of them. Now, the value is that we could see where the information came from. So the allergies, when they came over from Walgreens, came over in a structured format that actually allows us to post that information right into our EMR. The same thing with their medication list. But we were also, and the same thing was true for the Quest laboratory results. But the patient was also able to enter information. It clearly shows us that this information came from the patient. We essentially convert that into a sticky note, so it's available to the physician. They don't have to re-ask that information of the patient, but we don't enter that directly into the EMR. That gets reinterpreted and entered in as part of the normal documentation process. So what have we accomplished by doing that? One, our physicians gain timely access to information that they were going to need to provide better care to the patient. We have confidence in the information because it was a true electronic chain exchange from a source that has been validated for us. The third thing is it prevented, in this case, a number of tests that otherwise would have been duplicated if for any reason the patient couldn't have provided that information in paper form in a timely fashion. So that's really the value of this exchange as we see it, as it relates to the day-to-day care of a patient. I think on a more national level, it has the opportunity to provide those same benefits to the overall healthcare system, reducing unnecessary redundant testing, and hopefully eliminating a lot of errors of omission simply because either the patient didn't recall or the paper information didn't make it to us, so that we could avoid giving a patient a medication where there was an obvious allergy which resulted in an adverse event.
That's really fascinating, Dr. Harris. And the idea of a topic which the term is interoperability that we've heard about so much over a number of years, going back to community health information networks, CHINs, and the more recent discussion about interoperability, it sounds to me like this is a leap towards what we've always been looking for.
I really think it is. I think the other point that I wanted to make and be very clear about is that it is consumer-driven as well. So there is the control by the patient in terms of the exchange of the information, but it also allows the patient to choose, when it's ultimately developed, whatever service they would like. So our plans are not to have any exclusive relationship with these exchanges. If there is another exchange that is in demand by patients, we would make the same connection following the same rules for those patients. So you may have heard that Kaiser announced recently that they will be doing a similar project with Microsoft Health Vault, and our expectation is that we would build those connections as well.
Excellent. What's next?
So I think really what's next from my perspective is really broadening out the scope of information that is available, again, under the patient's control. So we've been thinking about the ability to actually move image data and starting to think through how that would work across an exchange like this. To also think about how we can integrate a very important aspect of healthcare, which is after you've received the clinical service, making sure you understand what your personal financial responsibility is going to be. In the last week, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts announced their intention to integrate with Google Health, which will give us the first start down that road. So at the end of the day, we'd like to have a service that is interoperable between providers, payers, pharmacy services, laboratory services, across the community, that affects the efficient exchange of information on behalf at the direction of the patient, and enables physicians wherever they are to provide better care for the patients they serve.
Well, we've been in conversation with Dr. C. Martin Harris, the Chief Information Officer of the Cleveland Clinic and Executive Director of the eCleveland Clinic. Dr. Harris, it's a pleasure. This is visionary work that's now becoming manifest, and it might just change the whole landscape.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.